So, Kerrang Radio, it's myself, Loz Guest, and today joined by Rachel Ledworth from Fair Share. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Nice to be here.
And, well, thanks for coming in. So, for people that don't know, can you explain what it is that Fair Share do?
So, Fair Share is a food redistribution charity. So, essentially, we take perfectly good surplus food from the food industry and redistribute that out to charities, community groups throughout the UK, who are then helping to support vulnerable people in their community.
Right. OK, so a very worthwhile cause. And one, actually, that I wasn't terribly aware of until sort of recently. You know, it seems to me that food banks, I don't know whether they're... I've actually learned that food banks have been around for, you know, hundreds of years, pretty much. But it seems like in the past sort of 5 to 10 years that they've become more, I guess, in need.
I think there's a general increase in awareness around the whole food poverty and then surplus food, and that's very much where Fair Share sits, is that we work with taking surplus, perfectly good food that would otherwise go to waste, so would otherwise be used to generate energy or animal feed. And we marry that up with food poverty that's happening across the UK for a variety of different reasons. And I think food banks are one face of that, and Fair Share is another face of that because of the different charities that we work with. So it could be breakfast clubs, elderly luncheon clubs, drug and alcohol rehab centres, that kind of stuff, really.
Yeah, because I think maybe there's possibly a bit of a misconception about food poverty. I think some people would probably think, oh, it's just homeless people that sort of suffer in this regard. But it's far greater than that, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. The latest figures out from United Nations estimate that in the UK alone, there's approximately 8 million people that are struggling to feed themselves in the UK, which when you think of 8 million people struggling to feed themselves and the UK, it doesn't sound as if those two things should be said in the same sentence, but that's what it is.
Well, not in the year 2016 either.
Yeah, exactly.
It's shocking, really, and quite embarrassing, I think, that we're in this sort of state of affairs. So when you say that, you know, you deal with the food waste, what sort of... Well, where does it come from to begin with? You mentioned that it goes off and it can be used to feed animals or, you know, used for energy, that kind of thing. What is the food in the first place?
So the food that we capture is perfectly good, fresh, high-quality, surplus food. So it's not food that you would expect to be seeing being mouldy and thrown away. And that's the whole reason why we very much believe that any food that is perfectly fit for human consumption should be used to feed humans first, and then further down the line, when it's less edible, it can be used for energy and animal stock feed. Nothing wrong with that at all. So our food tends to be, because of overproduction, seasonal changes, wrong barcodes, end-of-line promotions. So it's generally stuff that has never seen a supermarket or a shop. It's become surplus prior to that point and is perfectly fit to go, packaged, ready to be eaten.
How on earth? I mean, we're talking about large numbers here, aren't we? Thousands, yeah. Hundreds of thousands of tons. Is it millions of tons of food every year that goes to waste? Surely that's going to cost someone quite a pretty penny. How on earth do they get to this position whereby it just seems like madness to me that so much of it is going to waste in the first place?
Well, I think if you think about the food industry is built for scale. The reason that we can feed ourselves the way that we can is down to economies of scale. So, you know, if you're a bakery supplying the whole of London, you're not going to bake 100 loaves, you're going to bake 10,000 loaves, you know. So there's always going to be an element of surplus, no matter how efficient the industry becomes. And what Fair Share says is, well, OK, let's take what can be reused and passed on to humans that people in need that can make good use of that, rather than going straight to the energy or the animal feed. So the latest figures that came out for RAP, which is another charity that does a lot of work with the food industry and on the consumer side, said that there were 270,000 tonnes of food a year that fits that criteria of being perfectly fit for human consumption. And so last year, Fair Share, we managed to handle 9,000 tonnes of that. So that was about 18.3 million meals that were created. Whoa. From that 9,000 tonnes, which is huge, and it's very exciting, and it's something that we're all incredibly proud of. But there's 270,000.
It's a dip in the ocean,
yeah, exactly,
isn't it, really?
Exactly. So there's so much more that we can do, and there's so much more we want to do. So by being involved with yourselves, it's just fantastic that we can start to raise our profile and raise the awareness and get more people involved to help us out.
So how do you get, how, you know, talking about raising awareness, how can we go after that sort of extra tonnage that you mentioned there, which is like over 250,000 tons? How can people help sort of go and get it if they can?
Well, I think from Fair Share as an organisation, we've got very good connections with the food industry itself. So we're doing a lot of the work to actually find that surplus food. In terms of people getting involved, what would really help us is across the UK, we've got 20 regional centres, very much like the one I'm responsible for in London. And that's where we do all the sorting, the storing, the categorisation, and then picking and packing the food ready to go out to over 2,500 charities we currently support. So if people want to get involved, I know for a fact that every regional centre in Fair Share in the UK would go, yes, please, we'll take on more volunteers. So that's one way in which people can help. Another way is just to spread the word on social media. Not everyone has got a spare couple of hours, so talk about it on social media, talk about what Fair Share are doing, raise our profile in that way. That would be massively helpful. And then obviously there is the opportunity that people can donate, and they can find out details of how to do that on our website. So lots of different ways in which people can get involved.
Okay, fantastic. What's your Twitter handle for Fair Share?
It's at Fair Share UK.
Yes, and then the website as well?
Is the W's fairshare.org.uk.
And volunteering as well, it's an incredibly rewarding thing to do. I don't think until, you know, someone's tried it, and you can sort of realise, you know, how much you actually get out of it on a personal level.
Yeah, definitely. And the fantastic thing about coming along and volunteering for Fair Share is it's really quite real in terms of what you're doing. So if you've helped sort a pallet of food, that's generally about half a tonne of food, which equates to, I don't know, about 1,800 meals. So, you know, if you do half a pallet of food in a couple of hours, that's 1,800 meals you've helped to provide. So it's really real, the impact that you're having in those couple of hours that you're doing. And if you go out on the vans and you're one of our drivers or one of our driver's assistants, you get to see the delight in everyone's eyes when you turn up with all this food, you know, which every week is different. Every week is like Christmas. So
listen, Rachel, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Have we covered everything that Fair Share does? Is there anything else you'd like to get out there before we let you go?
No, I think we're done.
We're done. Fantastic. All right. So the website, one more time.
The website is www.fairshare.org.uk.
And if people want to follow you on Twitter,
it's at Fair Share UK.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Cheers.